The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. That happens to be in Henderson, Nevada, just a little suburb, if you will, of Las Vegas. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you important information about good wines and great food on each and every episode. Thank you for sending me all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Australia, Baja California, Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house invited guest audience are here. They're getting ready to taste some of the wine that we're going to start out with this evening, and of course a little food pairing that's going to come out of the kitchen in a little while. My guest tonight is Grimaldi's Green Valley. That would be Jason if he has an opportunity to come out. They're kind of busy in there, so he won't be out here too early, but I'm sure he'll be here before we're off the air. Wines du Jour has been offering good information about food and wine and pairings for quite some time now, and we appreciate your listening, and tonight is no exception. The choices are interesting, and I'm certain you'll be interested in discovering a little bit more about food pairing with wines for the future for you. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and we need you to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine tasting is a sensory examination of evaluation of wines, in case you didn't know. Wines du Jour and Wines Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is sunlight held together by water. Ooh, that's not too bad an idea. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun information and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about Grimaldi's here in Green Valley. Grimaldi's, in fact, where we are this evening, and we're out on their patio this evening. This is a beautiful night in Las Vegas. If you haven't been here for a while, shame on you. You need to come over here and enjoy some of the hospitality, entertainment, and all the great things that happen here in Las Vegas on a regular basis. Or if you live in this area, good for you, number one. Number two, you need to know where Grimaldi's is. And Grimaldi's is simply in the Green Valley area, easy to find, no problem at all, and it's the first Grimaldi's built in this area. I didn't know that until tonight. They offer things like traditional pizza, which is what a pizza house is all about. The reason that I like this is because they make their own mozzarella. They make their own dough. They make their own ricotta cheese. That's from scratch, folks. That's good. That means it's going to be fresh, and it's also very tasty. And, of course, they also put together an assembly of meats and spices in the kitchen. They call it Italian sausage or meatballs, or they also use a very nice imported pepperoni. Pairs perfectly with some of the wines they have on the wine list here. Roma tomatoes is what they normally use, which is considered to be number one for making pizza. We've talked several times in the past about different types of tomatoes. You go to your local market, I don't know about you where you live, but here in the Las Vegas area, we're stuck with one kind of tomato. It's not a very good one, but it's red. And that's the reason that it's in the produce section at your grocery store, is because it's red, not because it's tasty or flavorful. Unfortunately, you can't tell the difference until after you've paid your money and taken it home. I know when I grew up, everybody looked for red tomatoes, and that was basically because back in Ohio, we used to walk down the road in the countryside, and we could pick tomatoes right out of the field. And let me tell you, I always had a little salt shaker that I used, and I'd lick the tomato and put a little salt on it, eat it. It was better than having the apple pie in my time. I mean, that's when I was about eight. Got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Grimaldi's in Green Valley here on Wines Azure.
Looking for an intimate, romantic getaway? Escape to Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn, a quiet oasis in the heart of Lahaina Town. Guest rooms and suites offer Hawaiian plantation decor combined with modern amenities and surrounded a serene courtyard with a pool, jacuzzi, and lush tropical foliage. The inn is located just steps from Lahaina's historic French Street for an easy stroll to museums, galleries, shops, and restaurants. Call 667-9225 or visit theplantationinn.com and plan your getaway now.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer. You listen to me every week on the Sports Lounge. Well, I'm here to tell you my good friend and co-host, Michael Horn, is making his wine knowledge and his incredible industry contacts available to you. Mike will educate you in the world of wines. He will stock your wine cellar, wine refrigerator, or wine rack with one-of-a-kind wines. Also, as a lover of a great glass of port, I will share with you my experiences in finding the cigars that fit your palate. I will help you stock your humidor with great cigars that reflect your growing taste and the very best smokes for your budget. Mike and I can set up a once-in-a-lifetime wine dinner, and I can host a sports cigar party. Call us today at 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines and cigars of your lifetime.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're here at Grimaldi's Pizzeria in the Green Valley area. This is actually a pretty nice place. If you know where Eastern Avenue is in Henderson, that again is a suburb of Las Vegas, that's where Grimaldi's is located. It sits right in the corner. There's plenty of parking. In fact, all the parking spots right at the moment, I think, are taken, but there's a lot of parking spots out there. So you shouldn't have any problem doing that, and they have great food here. They don't have the variety that you would find in a quote-unquote regular restaurant because this is a pizzeria, and that's what they specialize in. They make their own dough, as I mentioned earlier, and that, incidentally, is not an easy thing to do. It's not complicated by any stretch of the imagination because there's only in most recipes for making pizza dough, there's only three or four ingredients. And even though it's a secret here, I don't think there's more than three or four ingredients in theirs either. But boy, it is very tasty. And one of the things to make pizza taste good is the oven that you bake it in. Now, one of the keys to great pizza is to cook it fast. And what that means is the oven needs to be hot. And I don't mean 500 degrees. That's probably as hot as your oven at home will get. But we're talking about commercially now and making pizza professionally. The temperature is, believe it or not, here at Grimaldi's, around 1,000 degrees. Baby, that is hot. The good thing is it takes about 1.5 to 2 minutes to cook a pizza in an oven that hot. At home, it may be 5 to 10 minutes, and then it just kind of decides on how thick the pizza is. And incidentally, pizza comes in different thicknesses, as you probably know. The pizza coming out of the Chicago area in normal is what I call a deep crust pizza. It's more like pie crust. It's about 1.5 inches or so thick, and boy, it's like eating pie or eating dough, and not my favorite. But pizza in New York and other parts of the country, including in Texas and out west in California, our neighbors here, their pizza is what we would refer to affectionately as thin crust pizza. To me, that's the best taste. So if you're going to make a pasta sauce, or I should say a pizza sauce, and you're going to make your own dough, and you're going to make your own mozzarella, which they do here, or they also, the Italian sausage, I told you they did put that together, but the ricotta cheese, all of that fresh made, you put that together, and I have to tell you, you've got something pretty tasty. If you're not a big fan of pizza, you need to try one here. It might change your mind. And if you are a fan of pizza, the best in this area by far is Grimaldi's here in Green Valley. Beautiful stuff. They also make calzone. Does everybody know what a calzone is? You know, a pizza, everybody knows, is pretty flat. And as I mentioned, it's either very thin or maybe it's a little bit thicker, depending on what part of the country you're trying to duplicate. But a calzone, which the way I understand it, and I don't speak fluent Italian, is a pant leg. Calzone means pant leg in Italian. And what that means is they take the pizza dough, maybe the same amount of pizza dough, which incidentally is about 1 pound in weight, and they flatten it out, and then they fold it in half. And they kind of make a little crease down the center. They unfold it, and they put their filling, whatever it might be, meatballs and sauce and so on and so forth, on one half of it, and then fold the other half on top, kind of crimp it all the way around, put it in the oven, and you've got yourself a calzone, or as some Italians refer to it affectionately as a calzone. Okay, so that's we've got that down. So it's all hand-tossed dough, which I think is important to know about. Perfectly pairs with some great wine, and they have a wine here that's their own label. They went over to Italy a few years back. I'm talking about the owners. Two or three of the owners went to Italy, searched around all of the northern part of Italy, and discovered a particular winery that made a wine that they really, really like and made a deal with them. And so they make wine there with the Grimaldi's label on it. So you can come here to Grimaldi's and order their wine, and it came from the northern part of Italy. Mille Grade Rosso is the name of it. I know you're not going to remember that, but that's what it is. It comes from Toscano, and that, in case you don't know, in English means Tuscany, which is in the northern part, actually the northwestern part of Italy. So that's where the grapes are grown. That's where the wine is made, and it's exported from Italy or imported here in the Las Vegas area for Grimaldi's in Green Valley. Let me tell you, it's pretty doggone good. Fresh Roma tomatoes is not too shabby. Sliced onions, some mushy rumi-rooms. And when it comes to mushrooms now, I need to kind of tell you something, whether you want to hear it or not. I don't like white mushrooms. I think they shouldn't even grow the damn things. They have no nutrition. They have no flavor. And they're a piece of junk in my particular opinion. However, brown or Italian brown, they're also known as, generally that's, you have two choices here, at least here in the Las Vegas area, white or brown mushrooms, always buy brown. They've got flavor, they've got taste, and there's nutrition involved in it as well. Also some black olives, and the olives that they use for pizza most of the time also come from Italy, and that would be Kalamata. Kalamata come originally from Greece, but it's grown in large quantities all over Italy, and so we kind of think of Kalamata as being an Italian olive. So a little Kalamata olive, mushrooms, a little sliced onion, and generally they talk about red onion as opposed to white, but it really is your choice. There's not an awful lot of difference in the taste of onions, but there is difference in the appearance of onions. One, of course, is red. There's also brown. There's also white. White happens to be a little stronger in taste than the other onions. So it still has the same flavor as the others, but that's the way it is. It's just a little bit stronger in taste. Those would be the choice. And then, of course, we typically would take a regular or traditional pizza and serve a little white wine. In the case here, like we have here, At Grimaldi's, it is a beautiful Starmont Chardonnay. And this Chardonnay is very tasty. You can buy it by the bottle here, or you can buy it by the glass. And I suggest that you give it a try. If you're not familiar with it, it'd be a good thing to do. They have happy hour here at Grimaldi's Pizzeria. And I just want to mention something that a lot of people ask all the time. What size pizza do you order? Or a better question is, what different sizes does pizza come in? And typically, their pizzas come available in almost every pizzeria in three different sizes. The sizes are based on measurements. They're all oval, of course, or round, if you will. And the pizza sizes are 12 inches in diameter, 16 inches in diameter, or 18 inches in diameter. So the 18-inch is what we would affectionately refer to as a large pizza, right? The 16-inch would be a medium, and then, of course, the standard or the regular or small would be the 12-inch. And then you can get it with whatever ingredients you'd like to have on top of it. But my suggestion is to keep it simple. If you're making pizza at home, my recommendation is you never use more than 3 items on your pizza. And the reason for that is you lose all the flavor and taste. You confuse yourself, if you will, with too many, 3 different ones. Now, you can either include or not include cheese, or you could even have a couple different kinds of cheese, which is not an uncommon thing. You might find something like Parmesan cheese, which is kind of grated, and put that on, and then take your other cheese that is, they call it grated, but it's really kind of long, thin pieces of cheese on top of all of that, and that would be great. Fresh tomato is good. You slice it a little bit. I like red onion in particular, so I slice the red onion and put some on, a little bit of olives, and you're in. You've got 3 ingredients, and you've got yourself a pretty nice pizza. And again, at home, if you're going to make your own, and I recommend you do, is to turn your oven up as high as it'll go. It may say 500 or 550, and the knob, if you will go a little bit past that. Go as far as you can get it to go, and then give it about 30 to 45 minutes to get hot. Remember, it takes some time to build that heat. So if you would wait, and I recommend 45 minutes just as an example, before you even start, and you can be putting your pizza dough together, putting the pizza itself in the pan. If you have a pizza pan, that would be a great thing. And then you can put it in the oven after it gets to be as high as the temperature in your oven at home will get. And then you can kind of watch it. When I say watch it, I don't mean open the door every 30 seconds, because all you're doing is letting that heat out, and you want it to be as hot as possible. Again, remember here at Grimaldi's, the oven is about 1,000 degrees as opposed to 500 or 550 like you would have at home. So it's going to take a little longer at home. Again, maybe 5 to 8 minutes. But if you're here at Grimaldi's, it's about 1.5 to 2 minutes from the time they put the pizza in until they take it out. I mean, it just cooks very well. And it should have, and this is a good thing, not a bad thing, it should have a little crust on the bottom of the pizza, maybe even a little dark spots. Some people would call it burned. It really isn't. It's the flavor. So make sure if you see that on your pizza, smile. And not complain. That's not what we're trying to do here. And it's going to taste as good as possible. So that's the way I'd like to see it work for you. Now, our wines this evening, and we always here on Wines du Jour feature 3 different wines, and then we pair each one of those wines with food from the restaurant that we are featuring this evening. And, of course, tonight we're here at the Grimaldi's in Green Valley. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about wine number 1, and then I'll tell you what they're serving with it, although everybody here in our audience is eating it right now. I'll just tell you right up front, it's Caesar salad. You think, wait a minute, Caesar salad and wine, is that a good thing? Let me ask them. Is it? Yes. Everybody going, yes, excellent. Yeah. Okay, well, the first wine that we're going to taste this evening, or I'm going to talk about, they're eating or tasting it right now, is the Kendall Jackson Avant. Avant is the area that they pull the grapes from. And incidentally, this is a California wine. They call it California Chardonnay. The Chardonnay grapes come from literally and can legally come anywhere from all over California, some from the north, some from the south, some from the east, some from the west, or they could all come from one area. That's okay too. But they generally would take that particular area, and let's just say as an example, Napa. If all the grapes came from Napa, they wouldn't call it California Chardonnay. They would call it Napa Chardonnay and raise the price about 15 to 20%. That's kind of the way that works. But the taste is also different as well. So it's not like they're trying to cheat you. Please don't get the wrong idea. Now, this particular Avant Chardonnay has some really nice green apple, a little pineapple, a little citrus. I think it's very, very tasty. And it has, I like to call them salty minerals. Now, a lot of wines don't have a lot of minerality. It's another word that we use, but I'm talking about salty minerals here. In this particular Chardonnay, it's pretty good. When you swirl the wine around in your glass, which I recommend you do before you taste any wine anywhere, whether it's home or in a restaurant or the next-door neighbors or a party, whatever the case may be, swirl the wine around first and stick your nose down inside and take a whiff. And in the case here, you're going to have a little wildflower aroma and a little bit of citrus. So that's a nice thing. And this goes really well, especially with white pizza. It goes well with garlic, any kind of garlic items, and also a little protein, which is not bad. We like that too. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wine number one and the Caesar salad. I'll tell you about that when we come back. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvincis.com.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley on Eastern Avenue, Southeastern, I might add, and it's pretty cool. Our first wine, as I mentioned before we went to the break, is the Kendall Jackson Avant. And I just want you to know, the Kendall Jackson Avant, the organization that sells more of that Avant Chardonnay is where we're sitting right now. Grimaldi's in Green Valley sells more Chardonnay from Avant than any other company in town. So, I mean, you can find it all over, but, you know, they sell a lot of it here. They like it, and it goes so well with their things. It's 100% California Chardonnay, as I mentioned earlier, and California, more specifically, the grapes can be grown from literally anywhere within the state of California. Not necessarily, but can be. And more specifically, if you want to get the grapes from one particular area, and I use Napa as an example, then you would call it Napa Chardonnay. Charge a little bit more for it because the cost for those grapes would be a little bit higher than in other areas in California. One of the things I like about this is the color. It's kind of a pale yellow color. It has a green apple, pineapple, a little citrus, a little wild flower, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, and a little bit of lemon. And it pairs really well with lots of different kinds of food. Although Chardonnay typically is not the most favorite pairing of wine. Chardonnay doesn't pair with food as well as a lot of other wines. Just as an example, we might say Sauvignon Blanc. And in fact, speaking of Sauvignon Blanc, that's going to be our wine number two. We'll talk more about that when we get there. And tonight, with this Chardonnay that we're tasting, they served Caesar's salad. Now, I just want to tell you a little bit about Caesar salad because most people really don't know. They think Caesar salad came from Italy because it's Caesar's the name, and that's not at all true. Caesar was never in Italy at all until after it was very popular in America, which is after it was recognized as the best salad in Mexico. Wow! Where'd we get that idea? Well, let me just suggest to you that way back in the early 40s, when we had an Army Air Corps, I know some of you might know about that, and some of you say, what, Army Air Corps? We don't have an Air Force in the Army. Well, at that time, they did originally, and it was based in San Diego, which you may or may not know is just across the road, if you will, from Tijuana, Mexico, and a very popular place to go from the military in particular, from San Diego into the Mexican area there. Now, let me just say that there was a gentleman that owned a restaurant there in Tijuana, and he made a salad that he called the Aviator's Salad in lieu of the aviators that came across the border from America and used to come to his restaurant and eat. And then after a while, and his name, incidentally, I know it's going to be a surprise, his name was Caesar. So after a while, the aviator name kind of drifted away, and Caesar's salad became the name that we now know today. So the concept, the idea, the recipe, serving and so on, is all something that started out in Tijuana, Mexico, not in Italy. Or even in the United States, for that matter. I thought you'd like to know that. So Avant Chardonnay is, incidentally, has what we call a screw cap, or the proper name for it is Stelvin closure. It has a Stelvin closure. In fact, I think the first two wines that we have today, the bottles are they use a Stelvin closure. So that's kind of cool. Stelvin closure is not a bad thing. Originally, you would think anything with a screw cap was an inferior wine. And, of course, that's not true anymore today by far. And the idea is that it keeps the air out of the bottle even better than cork. So after about 10 or 12 years of doing testing and so on, they've decided that Stelvin closures are a good thing. And almost all wineries now have their wines with the Stelvin closure, with a few wines with cork. Now, you have to know that we have some people that just don't give up. They think the only way to have good wine is to have a cork in the bottle. So they have to, especially with some of the more expensive wines, keep the cork in the bottle for those people so they'll buy the wine. But realistically, it is no different than the Stelvin closure, except that possibly the Stelvin closure might be a little bit better overall than by using it the other way. Okay? Make sense to you? I hope so. Okay, wine number two comes to us from The Crossings, is the name of it. And The Crossings may not be a name that you're that familiar with, but you need to know that it comes to us from a foreign country called New Zealand. So the Crossings Quattro Formaggio Pizza is what we're having. And we're going to taste that with this wine when we come back from the break. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet right here on Wines du Jour at Grimaldi's in Los Angeles. Las Vegas, sorry.
This is today's Entertainment Answer. Looking for some reality TV for the entire family? American Ninja Warrior returns to Philadelphia's Richmond Power Plant for the city finals. The top 30 ninjas from the qualifying round will face an even tougher obstacle course, which includes the brand new Captain's Wheel. Competitors taking on the course include Najee Richardson and Michelle Warnke.
Warnke holds a place in history as just the second woman to make it up the warped wall.
Again, American Ninja Warrior on NBC. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315.
Destination, South Point. 11 great restaurants, bingo, bowling, movies, race books, sports books, spa, live entertainment, oversized rooms, and the rates? Unbeatable. The South Point, Las Vegas. Book now. Online at southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. Southpointcasino.com or call 866-791-7626. At the South Point, Las Vegas, you're always a winner.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. Hey, this is fun, huh? How about this? Pizza and wine. You'd think pizza and beer, right? That's what everybody thinks. I got news for you. Step up and try a little wine with your pizza, and you're going to say, holy cow, that beer is good for something else, but it's not as good for pizza as I thought it was. It's not bad. It'll work okay. But pizza and wine go very, very well together. During the break, I had a couple people ask me, you didn't tell us how much alcohol is in the wines. You know, every week here on Wines as Your, we talk about the percentage of alcohol, not because we're worried about drinking and alcohol and all that sort of thing, but what we are concerned about is the higher the percentage of alcohol in the wine, the less favorable it is to pair with food. So, if we can keep it around 13, 14, even 15%, we're in great shape. If it gets around 15.5%, 16%, then it's a little tougher to pair very well with food. In our case tonight, we've got a beautiful pizza, and this wine is good with 13.5% alcohol. In fact, the one we had with Caesar salad that I talked about a little bit earlier, it was also 13.5% in alcohol. That's very, very good, very food-friendly, and also tastes really, really well, or at least I think it does. It also has a Stelvin closure, just like the first wine. And again, the Stelvin closure is also known as a screw cap. So the more formal name is Stelvin closure, but it doesn't make any difference. You can call it whatever you want, but it keeps the air out of the bottle, and the air and wine do not like each other, in case you weren't familiar with that. So the idea is we like to talk about letting our wine breathe before we consume it, and that's true. So a little bit of air with the wine is a good thing. A lot of air with the wine is a bad thing in terms of tasting, in terms of the wine itself. So we try to keep the air and the wine together for about 20, 30, 40 minutes before we consume it, not 2 or 3 hours. So you can take it out of the refrigerator, and I suggest you don't keep your wine in the refrigerator, at least not very, very long. And that stands true for not only white, but also red. White wine and cold, if you will, from the refrigerator is a lot more palatable than red wine and cold. So you want to always take your red wine out of the refrigerator for a longer period of time than the white wine. So typically we would take the white wine out about 30 minutes ahead of time, and we would take the red wine out probably anywhere from 45 to an hour and a half before we consume it. We're not looking for a chill. We're looking for it to be slightly cool. With the white wine, we like to see just a little bit of a chill. That's a good thing. So that's kind of the way that works, so that you'd know. The Crossings is a brand from New Zealand that we are tasting here. 13.5% alcohol. It goes really well with pizza, and it's incidentally, the varietal is Sauvignon Blanc. And Sauvignon Blanc, in my personal opinion, is probably one of the more compatible with food wines than there is in the terms of white wine. It goes better, white wine. Sauvignon Blanc goes better as a white wine with food than just about any other. Chardonnay is down towards the bottom in terms of preference, and you need to know there's a major difference between a lot of different Chardonnays. So you can't just say Chardonnay, because there's some that are really bright and some are really dull and some are really heavy, some are really light, and so on and so on and so on. So it depends on the specific Chardonnay as to whether it pairs well or not compared to Sauvignon Blanc, which is almost always as good as it gets in terms of pairing. I like that. Pure fruit is what I like to see. Pale yellow in color, a little bit of grassy. That's what happens with Sauvignon Blanc. The grassiness is something that happens. It's usually one of the first things that we use in terms of explanation when it comes to talk about Sauvignon Blanc is the grassiness. But in addition to that, it's kind of herbal in taste, which is good. And in this case, goes really well with this cheese pizza that we're tasting right as we speak. And, of course, some pure fruit, which is not a bad thing at all. Did you get enough there? Good, good. Okay, we're tasting pizza, which incidentally is thin crust pizza. I talked a little earlier about thick crust and thin crust, and my suggestion and recommendation is thin crust. And boy, I have to tell you, here tonight, it's working out really well. And some of the best pizza in town, and I'm not exaggerating because we're here, is actually from Grimaldi's on Green Valley. It is very, very tasty and goes really well with wine. And the wine, of course, is pretty good. The Crossings is the name of it. And, of course, Quattro Formaggi Pizza. That just means four cheeses on the pizza is what we're tasting pair with that. And that's pretty doggone good stuff. I think you'll enjoy it. If you haven't tried it, you can do that. Our third wine this evening, which we'll talk about when we come back from a break, is from an area in California where the name is Liberty School. Now, there's a funny story about it. I'll tell you a real quick version of it before we go to the break. Liberty School was an actual elementary school from kindergarten to sixth grade. And one of the people that lived in that area went to that school, came out of the school, grew up, and got into the wine industry and bought Liberty School and made it a winery. So that's where Liberty School came from. He kept the same name. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Paso Robles, which is where Liberty School is in California. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Have you purchased a wine refrigerator or put a wine cellar in your home? Maybe you have a new wine rack. Great news, but what wines will you buy to stock your wine rack? Let me, Michael Horn, help. I'll find the wines for your wine cellar with your taste in mind. We'll determine what varietals, Cabernet, Pinot, Chardonnay, what types of wine, California, French, Italian, you like. We'll find you one-of-a-kind wines from all of our friends we interview daily on the What's Cooking Show and the What's Cooking on Wine Show. On a budget, we'll find you the best affordable wines. Want hard-to-get library wines? We can source those for you, too. And if you need cigars, let L.A. Rams sports legend and iconic actor Fred Dreyer make your selections. Hey, we could even host a wine dinner for you or set up a sports cigar party with Fred. Call me, Michael Horn, at the What's Cookin' Today Show. Call 818-818-6400. That's 818-818-6400. Let us find the dream wines of your lifetime.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. What happened to summer? You turn around and it's gone. So what do you do? Solution. Either stop turning around or head on over to Columbo's and enjoy the most delicious steaks imaginable. Seafood that brings awe and wonderment to your happy little taste buds. Columbo family Italian recipes so special, they're kept under lock and key at an undisclosed and secure location. Jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, but I will. Enjoy the summer and head on over to Columbo's Italian Steakhouse. Good Time Central. Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's, mangia.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. So far, we've had the Kendall Jackson Avant, which is 100% Chardonnay, California Chardonnay, I might add. And the bottle has a Stelvin closure, or screw cap, if you will. And the second wine was also 13.5%. It's called the Crossings. That's the name of the winery coming to us from New Zealand. And they have also a Stelvin closure. But it is 100% Sauvignon Blanc. And I think it went so well with this pizza that we're tasting. Now, number three, and it's third is last, but not necessarily the least, is from Liberty School. I told you a little earlier about how the name came. as far as the winery is concerned. It's in Paso Robles. And the wine from Liberty School this evening is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. Very, very tasty. It has that nice, deep, ruby color to it. I happen to like it. It's coming out as we speak. It has dark berries, a little bit of cherry, some toasted oak, a little smokiness, some black currant, and it is very, very good. Okay, we like it so well, the cork, thank you very much, they're getting making sure I get some pizza. That's a good thing. I appreciate that very much. The pizza here is exemplary. I talked to you earlier about they make their own dough, they make their own pasta sauce, they create their own cheese, mozzarella, or mozzarella, as they like to call it, or any of the other types of cheese that they use, which is really, really good. The nice thing about this Cabernet Sauvignon is it has a lot of berries. Now, Cabernet Sauvignon typically is not an uncommon taste for people literally from all around the world. I don't know of a country that grows grapes to make wine that doesn't include Cabernet Sauvignon. But in this particular case, Liberty School in the Paso Robles area has a couple vineyards that they get from their supplier and make just, I think, a delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, 100%. And with that, they have here at Grimaldi's a pizza called the Brooklyn Pizza. That just tells you what's in it if you're looking at the menu. And the Brooklyn Pizza is exactly what we paired this wine with this evening. And it's very, very good. We'll talk a little bit earlier about it. Now, one of the things that I kind of casually mentioned is that the oven here is about 1,000 degrees. But let me tell you a little bit more about the oven. It's just more than just being able to crank it up to 1,000 degrees. First of all, it is what they call coal-fired brick oven. So the oven is made with brick, which is, I think, the best thing when it comes to ovens. And coal-fired means that the coal, C-O-A-L, you know, like, I don't know where I grew up in Ohio where coal was our heat source. We used to have them deliver coal in the basement and shovel it into the burner so that we could have heat in the house. But that's what we're talking about here is coal. And in the oven itself. So it's a coal-fired oven. That's a cool thing and very, very tasty. The mozzarella is made by hand. The pizza sauce is made by hand, and both of them are made not only by hand but each and every day fresh right here at Grimaldi's, which is a good thing. And then the dough is something that they also make. They don't buy somebody else's dough. They make their own, but they won't share their recipe with it. But I have to tell you, the taste, and when you taste one of their pizzas, you're going to get a nice big taste of the dough. It is actually very, very good. It's not sweet, which a lot of people think, oh, they just put sugar in it and make it sweet and everybody likes it. No, that's not the way it works whatsoever. In fact, my guess is there's no sugar in this pizza dough at all. But boy, let me tell you, the taste of this dough is superior. Now, you can find pizza dough everywhere. You can find the grocery store as far as that goes. In fact, if you're interested in making pizza of your own at home, that's one way that you can do that without too much work is you can buy frozen pizza dough. Each one is about 1 pound, maybe 1.25 pounds in weight, thawed out for a day or so, not 20 minutes in the microwave, and then press it out to the shape and size that you want. Remember, pizza does not have to be circular. In fact, most pizza at home is probably oblong in shape. Not because they don't like the circle part. It's not as easy to do as you would think. But it doesn't make any difference. The taste is what you're concerned about. So by allowing yourself to make the shape that you're looking for, and put the toppings on it that you like, from your own home pizza sauce to the cheeses or, or any of the meats or whatever the case may be that you want to put onto your pizza, that would be the good thing. And again, get your oven as hot as it'll go. If you happen to find a recipe in a cookbook or somewhere that says, here's how to make good pizza, and they tell you to turn the temperature up to 500 degrees, ignore that and turn it up as high as you can possibly do it. Because, folks, when it comes to pizza, the quicker you can cook it, the best it tastes. That's just a common, ordinary thing without a problem. So make sure you do it that way. Turn it up as high as it'll go. Give it a chance to get that hot. You know, don't just turn it up and think 10 minutes from now it's hot. It's not 550 or 600 degrees. It's probably not even 500 degrees. So give it a chance 30, 40 minutes before you put anything in it. And then put it in, give it about 3 or 4 minutes, and then open the door and take a real quick look. If it's about the shape and color that you like, pull it out. If not, close the door for another minute. And then about every minute or two after that, you can check it out. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Jason Gardner, who is the manager here that makes all these great pizza doughs. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after this message.
No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Come to Angelo's and Finchie's Restaurante to see memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. The Art of the Great Masters in an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old, Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, the romance of Romeo and Juliet. Find our mystical Room of the Moon, and don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand-stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, and make all of our sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. Pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flowing in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, all you can eat, just $21.95. And Angelo's and Vinci's has been named the best Italian restaurant in Orange County 2 years in a row, and our owner has been named Restaurateur of the Year. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 714-879-4022 or angelosandvinci's.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're here at Grimaldi's on Green Valley in the southeastern part of Henderson, having a great time. We love this restaurant. It sits in the corner. There's plenty of parking. They're open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. I don't know about the happy hour. I'm going to ask the manager if there is a happy hour and how that works in just a moment. And speaking of the manager, as I said before we went to our break, we finally got him to get off the floor for just a few moments, and that's Jason Gardner, who is the manager. Jason, thank you very much for coming off the boards and you spent a little time talking with us. Oh, man. Okay, sorry about that.
No, you're welcome. Yeah, come out here and see us. Tuesday nights are some of the best nights to come see us. We've got half-price wine. It's one of the best deals.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've been bragging about your pizza, the dough and the sauce and all that sort of thing all this evening. A thin crust, 1,000 degrees in the oven, things that make a big difference. What do you think, from your own personal experience, that makes the best pizza for you?
For us, it's the coal-fired oven. It really does make the huge difference. It gives that extra flavor to it. It just brings an extra element to all that we do.
Right.
But all the fresh ingredients. I mean, you can't beat that. You taste it in every bite.
Well, I've talked about making your own mozzarella, your own pasta sauce, your own dough. I don't know what else there is left.
All the veggies hand-cut. I mean, we really try to go the extra mile on everything. They do a great job with how much we do. Even our meats are quality meats.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'd like to mention, because I know a lot of people are saying, the prices here are very reasonable. You would think with the quality and all the extra that you guys go to make things right, that you charge a little extra, and I see that's not happening at all.
No, they're great with us. Our owner knows what he's got. He knows that he wants to get it out there, and he's really in it to make sure the experience is the best part.
Right. Well, now you're open 7 days a week. From what time to what time?
We open at 11 o'clock daily and then close at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Yep.
So you're open an hour. No, I'm just kidding. 13 hours. And the thing is, you could come here anytime, whether you wanted to have lunch or dinner or somewhere in between. Now, if I wanted to, just as an example, if I'm having a party at my house and I'd like to have a couple pizzas, can I order them to go and come and get them and take them?
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of to-go pizzas. Our pizzas travel well. It's a great deal. It really is one of those quality things you can bring home with you.
Right. Well, how do you keep the prices down? Is that something that the owner says, this is what you're going to, I don't care what it costs, this is what you're going to sell it for?
Yeah.
Or how does that work?
Yeah, he really does a good job. He does a good job pricing everything. But with everything being made from scratch, it's actually easier for us to make and really bring the prices down. So, you know, he's very consistent with everything.
Well, you know, pizza is not an uncommon thing. And there's probably 200 pizzerias, so-called. In southern Nevada, to mention the rest of the world. But there's only one, and I'm not saying this because I'm sitting here. There's only one that really does the job, like you're talking about, from start to finish, from fresh to making it yourself, all the way through to giving you a product that is very, very tasty and in the way you like it. If you want meat on it, you can get that. If you don't want, that's okay. You want two or three cheeses, you can do that any way you want. You can order. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really surprised me all the time being here that every once in a while, just our cheese pizza, it's amazing. You don't even need all the toppings.
Well, you know, it sounds pretty simple, cheese pizza. But let me tell you, folks, if you've had a cheese pizza somewhere, you need to come over here and order a cheese pizza and find out what a real one is really all about. I have to tell you, this is a great place. Thanks for listening to Wines Du Jour, food and wine show here at Grimaldi's in Green Valley. Wines Du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show, and you can listen to us each and every week at this very same time, this very same station, or you can go to leskincaid.com and choose any of the listed shows 24/7. We're always looking for more people that are interested in food, wine, and pairing, so pass the word and give them the time and station in your particular area. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, log on to my website, leskincaid.com, for all my current updates and listen to our previous broadcasts 24/7, or join us on Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank Grimaldi's Green Valley. I want to thank Jason for coming over and spending some time with us. And I